everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on Dean Hill in Kempville, Tennessee. If you're interested in finding out more information about the hill or other haunted locations around Nashville, check out our Nashville Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour, along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about the Pink Palace in Louisville, Kentucky. Alan, can you go ahead and give us a little background on the historic house?
In the heart of historic old Louisville, at the end of St. James Court, you will find one of the most recognizable buildings in Louisville, the Pink Palace. In a sea of Victorian mansions, the steeple-like turret and pink paint make the old house stick out like a sore thumb. However, the house wasn't originally pink. At the end of the 19th century, the neighborhood was quickly becoming home to bankers, distillers, and other members of Louisville's elite. In 1891, the future Pink Palace was built, and the red brick building became known as the place where the elite would come to let loose, drink, gamble, and entertain ladies of the night, who also frequented the mansion. For as wild as it was in the house, it would do a complete 180 when it was sold to George Avery, who was a God-fearing family man. Avery lived in the home for a number of years before selling it to George Wilson, who owned a local hearing aid company. Wilson sold the property to Judge James P. Gregory, and many began to forget about the home's scandalous past.
The house would distance itself even further from its scandalous past when the Louisville chapter of the Women's Christian Temperance Union bought it in 1910. The WCTU was instrumental in the passage of the Volstead Act, which ushered in prohibition. The women's group painted the building pink, and it has been that way ever since. The ladies of the WTCU would meet regularly in the Pink Palace to discuss important issues and to pray over issues like war and alcoholism. Today, the Pink Palace still stands out on the St. James Court and is also known to locals as the Barbie Mansion and the Wedding Cake House. Over the years, many have mistaken the Pink Palace for an inn or bed and breakfast due to its appearance. However, the 5,200 square foot home with 5 bedrooms, 8 fireplaces, 2.5 baths, 3 sitting areas, a basement apartment, and a swimming pool is indeed a private residence and not open for tours.
The Pink Palace is said to be haunted by the ghost of George Avery, who was one of the original owners. Mr. Avery is said to be a helpful spirit and only appears when something is wrong in the home. According to former homeowners and tenants, Avery has appeared on a few occasions when a fire almost broke out in the kitchen. Another sighting a few years later came when 2 burglars were outside the home. Avery's apparition frightened a lady in the bathroom, causing her to run into another part of the house. Within seconds, a brick was thrown through a bathroom window. Each time Avery appears, he seems to be protecting those in his old home. The spirit of Mr. Avery has also been spotted in the basement of the home on a few occasions. Each time he has been spotted, he is wearing an old-fashioned suit with his well-groomed, slick-back gray hair. Whenever anyone walks towards him or tries to speak to the apparition, he suddenly begins to fade away.
Locals claim that in the evenings, you can sometimes see Mr. Avery in one of the windows watching out over St. James Court, like some sort of superhero looking out for those who might be wanting to break into the Pink Palace.
Old Louisville is a really cool part of Louisville. If you ever visit Louisville, I'd advise you to check it out. The architecture is amazing, and there are so many cool old houses that are also rumored to be haunted all over St. James Court. There is even a legend about the Ice Boy of St. James Court that we'll probably dig into on a future podcast.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the Pink Palace. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around Louisville, download the Louisville Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are pretty helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head down south to talk about O.C. White's in St. Augustine, Florida.
I'm your host, Alan, along with Chelsea. Welcome to Southern Ghost Stories, ladies and gentlemen.
You should do it the whole time. You should do that the whole time.
In a sea of Victorian mansions, the steeple-like turret and pink paint make the old house stick out like a sore thumb. Man, that's a mouthful.
It was.
In a sea of Victorian mansions, the steeple-like turret and paint... You know what a Lady of the Night is, don't you?
So is this kind of like the pink house in Savannah? Is it like the stucco?
No.
Okay. The WCTU was instrumental in the passage of the Volstead Act, which ushered in Prohibition. The women's group painted the pink... All of that, and I got mixed up on painted. Today, the Pink Palace still stands out on St. James Court and is also known to locals as the Barbie Mansion. Yeah! Oh, let me start that again.
The Barbie Mansion and Wedding Cake House has like a pretty good time, don't it?
It does.
What would you do if you had a free weekend in the Barbie Mansion?
Well, I don't know. That pool sounded pretty nice.
Or the Wedding Cake House.
Mm-hmm. Eat lots of wedding cake.
You think they have wedding cake in the Wedding Cake House?
Oh, that would be great if not. Sure, we could order some. 3 sitting areas, but only 2 bathrooms. Is that right? That can't be. Was that right? Let's see here. 5,000 square feet with only 2.5 baths.
What's wrong with that?
5 bedrooms with 2.5 baths?
It's called the Wedding Cake House, not the bathroom house. However, the home wasn't originally pink. Is it that time? Yeah.
You sound like you're about to fall asleep. However, pink. However, the home wasn't originally
pink. I'm conveying the message. They understand what I'm saying.
However, the home wasn't originally pink.
Are you still making fun of me?
However...
Would you like to do that part? Do you think you could do it better than me?
However, the home wasn't originally pink.
Not the last sentence, the whole paragraph. All right, we're done.